Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 71, the stanzas 3 and 4. My one request has been, and still this prayer I raise, that I may dwell within God's house through all my days, Jehovah's beauty to admire, and in his temple to inquire, and what follows. Psalter 71, the stanzas 3 and 4. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Mark 4, the verses 30 through 41. But first we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Mark 4, beginning with verse 30. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. And when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowl of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them, as they were able to hear it. And without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. And the same day When the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the inner part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? We hope to remember in prayer Mr. Harvey Vanderbrink, who returned home again yesterday after his heart surgery, and Mr. and Mrs. Darren and Jay Niels, who were blessed with the birth of a baby girl. And then concerning preparatory that hopes to be in this evening service instead of this morning, as was placed in the bulletin. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. Eternal, unchangeable, and almighty God, the Creator and the upholder of all things in the heavens and upon the earth. And so it has also been thine upholding hand in the past week, that each and every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, has been spared in the home, at work, at school, on the way, in the way of accidents. Then it has pleased thee to watch over each and every one of us. Then we have been carried upon the wings of mercy. Then the reasons for thanksgiving has been multiplied in each of our lives. And if that thanksgiving has been missed, then our debt has only increased. Then thou wast made a difference with others among young and old, who were ushered into that never-ending eternity, and where their lot is forever cast. And we may still be in the precious day of grace. Then thou wast granted unto us and our children already the fourth Lord's Day on this newly begun year. Then it preaches unto us that we are all hastening through the time to that never-ending eternity. Then the needs and the cares for this time, then they are manifold. But the greatest need is that our soul may be saved. O Lord, and may it be then all thy goodness and all thy mercies that may lead us and our children to that godly sorrow that worketh that true repentance and the need to be washed and cleansed from all our sins in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then in the past week, then thy goodness and thy mercies, they have been great, they have been manifold. The psalmist of old has declared that they could not be numbered. And so it is with us and our children, but it is also so with our sins. Ah, Lord, may it please thee, by the precious work of thy Spirit, to work in our hearts by the first time and by renewal, that be wonderment, that we may still have a place upon the earth, that in this very hour, insofar that it was possible, that we may yet have a place in thy house, that our place is not empty, that it has not been announced that this one or that one is no more, but is in eternity. And Lord, we humbly beg of thee in this morning hour, that it may please thee to bless thy holy word. It is declared in thy word that by the foolishness of preaching that thou shalt save some. May it then please thee to go from bench to bench and from heart to heart. Ah, Lord, thou knowest, if thou doth not touch our heart, then we shall only harden the same. But may it please thee in this very hour that thy kingdom may come, that boys and girls, young people, the middle-aged and the elderly, that they may be converted by thee unto thee, that they may become a true beggar, a sire at the throne of grace. Oh, to become a poor in spirit, to become a mourner, to become one that hungers and thirsts after righteousness. May such souls have come up to thy house in this morning hour. Because, Lord, thou also knowest that in the life of thy children, with everything that they have experienced, that it can become so quiet, lukewarm, and even cold. And then it is necessary that thou bloweth with the north wind and also with the south wind. Wilt thou then do it in this morning hour, in the life of thy children? They need that confirmation each time by renewal. And for hungry and thirsty ones, because, Lord, thou granteth that hunger and that thirst by thy Spirit, that they may be filled. May it then take place in this very morning hour, O Lord. And may it please thee to grant a richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit in this dark, in this solemn, and in this serious time, where thy judgments are hanging so low over the earth. But in the midst of thy judgments, then the Lord reigneth, and then the king is still gathering a church unto himself. And may we and our children be included in that number, and thou gather thy church by word and by spirit. Oh, what shall it be under such a precious proclamation as such a willing and a rich Savior, and then to have to go lost, and that for a never-ending and an all-decisive eternity, a where there shall be a beginning, a but where there shall never be an end, O Lord. May it please thee to cause thy face to shine upon us, and we shall be saved. Turn us, and we shall be turned. And may the prayers be multiplied to that end. Remember thy church, and thou shalt remember thy church, because they are engraven upon the palms of the mediator who was promised that he shall never leave them and shall never forsake them. May the kingdom of Satan be disturbed, may it be destroyed, may that kingdom be diminished, and the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, and may it be enlarged. Oh, may we be included among that number. Then in the past week, then it has pleased thee to bless a father and mother for the second time in their married life with the birth of a little daughter. Then thou wast spared life, thou wast given life. Ah, grant a place at thy footstool of that true humility and unworthiness. And may it be a little daughter born to be born again, a one for thy glory. Wilt thou remember all the unborn? Wilt thou remember the barren ones amongst us, those that have a desire, if it may please thee, to receive more children? Lord, remember all the special needs. Wilt thou remember all the mourning ones? Wilt thou continue to uphold them, do comfort them? Widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and dear ones to the grave, wilt thou remember them all? Wilt thou remember all our elderly ones in the climbing of their years, in different places, also in this day, then an old mother together with her husband may remember that thou was added an other year unto her years, Lord. They are both frail. They are both feeble. The infirmities are increasing. We commend them unto thee. Above all, may it please thee to save their never-dying souls. Wilt thou remember all those that may commemorate special milestones? They are known unto thee. Wilt thou remember all under the doctor's care, all those that need healing, the mother undergoing treatments? Oh, wilt thou remember her? And then we may humbly ask thee for the means to be blessed, and above all the calling sanctified. Then thou wast granted unto a father who was underwent a serious surgery. And then thou wast made it so wonderfully well, and that even in the day of yesterday, that he was privileged to return to his dwelling. Ah, Lord, wilt thou grant what he and they cannot give unto themselves, and that is that true thankfulness, and therefore grant thy Holy Spirit And then by renewal in his life, then thou was spoken in a special way. May thou come in with it, that it may be for the saving of souls. Remember all the crosses. Remember all the burdens. Wilt thou remember and uphold all the handicapped? Remember the difficulties of the body, the difficulties of the mind, the difficulties in the family circles. Wilt thou grant a prayer for one another? Lord, we now humbly beg of thee for the opening of thy precious testimony. Wilt thou anoint with fresh oil from above, that with freedom and liberty we may be given to declare the wonderful works of the Lord. May we be given to believe what we speak, and then to speak what we believe. Wilt thou grant Aaron's and hers? Wilt thou remember all those that could not come up to thy house in this morning hour? Remember when they may listen along, but do remember all those that have come up. Oh, may it be a service that could never be forgotten. Manifest thy wonderful works in the hearts of young and old. Wilt thou graciously remove everything that could be a hindrance, and there can be so much? Wilt thou bind the Satan and give a little rest in thy house? Lord, by renewal, then in the morning hour of the fourth Lord's Day of this newly begun year, then we must confess that we have no merits. May it be granted. We can speak much with our lips, but may it be experienced in the heart with that centurion of old, unworthy that thou would come under our roof, but, O Lord, leave and forsake us not. Work lovingly and mightily with thy Spirit in this very hour, gladden and bless us with thy special presence, with thy special favor. Oh, thou wast promised, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins? In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 295, the four stanzas. They that traffic on the sea, while unceasing watch they keep, see Jehovah's majesty and his wonders in the deep. And what follows, Psalter 295, the four stanzas. Thank you. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, Mark 4, the verses 35 through 41, and we shall read the verses 38 and 39. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Our text words speak of, Master, carest thou not that we perish? With four thoughts in the first place, the Master's command. In the second place, the Master sleeping. In the third place, the Master questioned. And in the fourth place, the Master glorified. Master, carest thou not that we perish? The Master's command, the Master sleeping, the Master questioned, and in the fourth place, the Master glorified. A beloved congregation, in the past Lord's days of our Heidelberg Catechism, then we have heard from Lord's Day number 13 that the mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was God's Son from eternity and that he has remained so. In Lord's Day number 14, then the instructors have spoken of the human nature. And now the second person in the divine Trinity has assumed a flesh and blood, cannot be understood, cannot be comprehended, but it must be believed. And that is for the comfort of the church, then for our boys and girls, and not so easy to understand. But now in this morning hour, when we hope to meditate upon Jesus and his disciples, upon the Sea of Galilee, there it is declared that the Lord Jesus Christ, that he has become like his brethren, a sin accepted, because we read in our history that Christ was wearied and that he has slept in the ship, even in the midst of a great storm. But then we also hope to see that Christ was not only human, but that he was divine. And that is the creator of the heavens and of the earth. And then he has also bid the waves to be quiet and the sea to become calm. And then when we read these words, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Have we ever learned, congregation, that we are a perishing people, and that the Lord in His justice, that He must punish each of our sins. Has that become our burden? And has that become our need? Or do we still live in nature state, traveling through the time as if our journey shall never come to an end, and notwithstanding that it is written in the Scriptures that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment, and notwithstanding that we are given to witness and hear that young and old are taken away by the scythe of death, and then to enter into eternity. Oh, by nature, then we live as if we are immortal. Then we believe it for our fellow man, and how it is so necessary that we are wrought upon by the Holy Spirit, and that it becomes reality in our life, that we are a perishing people. How quickly our time goes by. Already the fourth Lord's Day of the year 2020 seems as if we have just stood on the threshold of this year, already the 26th day. Moses has said that we fly away. Oh, then it is necessary that as a dying and a perishing people that we are given to cry unto the Lord. Then in this morning hour, when we hope to consider the Church of Jesus Christ, the disciples, with the Master upon the Sea of Galilee, then it was by the Master's command. This history is also found in Matthew 8, in the verses 23 through 27, and in Luke 8, the verses 22 through 25. Then in the chapter of Mark 4, then we read in the first verse, and he began to teach the parable of the sower, other parables, the parable of the mustard seed. Then Christ has used each opportunity wherever he was to preach the word of God, of that one thing needful, that he has come upon the world to be the Savior for his church. Then in many parables, he has separated the precious from the vile. Then he has impressed upon the hearts of his hearers that one thing needful. Then in the parable of the sower, then he was given to declare that the seed of the word, and that is a good seed, that it has fallen upon different places. Much of that seed has not bore fruit, but then there was seed that has fallen in that well-prepared earth, in those hearts, and that it has bore fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. Oh, should that not be our continual question, young and old, whether the seed of God's word has fallen in our hearts? Then when we compare the different gospels concerning this particular history, then it is clear that on that day that Christ has also performed different miracles, that he has healed the sick. Then in Matthew, he has written about a people that was given to follow him willingly. And then Christ has sent the multitudes away. And then we read, and when they had sent the multitudes, they took him even as he was in the ship. And the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Thus our history that takes place upon the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias, also the Sea of Gennesaret, a sea not so large, approximately 6.5 miles wide, 13-14 miles from the north to the south. It was located in the land of Galilee, and then many a times on that sea, because surrounding that sea, especially to the north, there were the mountains to the north. There was Mount Hermon, and then many times it has taken place. When the cold wind would come from the mountains through the valleys, and when it would hit the moist air of the Sea of Galilee, that a great storm would come. And nevertheless, Christ has now given a commandment to the disciples that they must sail to the other side. Thus, congregation, it was in the way of obedience that the disciples, that they have stepped on that ship, and with Christ on board, that they have sailed to the other side. Then surely in the way of duty, then we would expect a very safe and a very calm journey. And nevertheless, do we not read of the church of God in Isaiah 48:10, that they are chosen in the furnace of affliction, and in the New Testament, 10 days of tribulation, that the Lord shall try their faith. Oh, to be sure, on the journey through this time, when we are as a Samson, that we place ourselves in the lap of Delilah, then we can surely expect the disfavor of the Lord. Oh, when we are as a Jonah, disobedient to the command of the Lord to go to Nineveh and to step on sea with the Tarsus, then we can expect great storms. Oh, what a judgment it is when we are walking contrary to the word of God, and that the sea is calm. Is that not a great judgment when the Lord leaves us over to ourselves, when he does not send storms and special admonishments to stop us, that we may continue on our journey peacefully until we shall be shipwrecked on the shores of eternity? Then we read in our history, when they have stepped on board on that ship, then it is specifically mentioned, and there were also with him other ships. Thus they were not the only ship on the Sea of Galilee. It was toward the evening, but then in our history, and oh, it is true, when Solomon has prayed with the dedication of the temple, then he is spoken that each has their own grief, their own sore, their own trouble. On the other hand, many times, how we can be encumbered with our own trouble, with our own sore, tribulations and afflictions, and how manifold they can be, and that we forget our fellow man. Oh, perhaps other ships where the burden and the sorrow is much greater. And nevertheless, also those other ships, they would soon be caught in a storm, but they would also become partaker of the blessing that the sea was calmed. Thus a blessing congregation to dwell in the midst of the church, in a church where the truth may be preached, death in the first Adam and life in the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us never minimize the blessing being under the external administration of the covenant of grace. When we consider the children of Israel of old, then what a blessings that the children of Israel have partaken of. Oh, then even the world was impressed, because of Balaam has declared, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. Then they were given to drink of that water out of the rock. They were partakers of that manna, 6 days a week, the sixth day, sufficient for the seventh. But it is too short to meet our Maker, because I read in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 5, but with many the Lord was displeased, and they were overthrown in the wilderness. Thus in our text words, boys and girls, then we have a ship. We do not read that it was the ship of Christ. We do not read that Christ had a boat, has used the disciples or other boats. Do we not read in Matthew 8 verse 20, the birds of the air of nest and the foxes of the earth have holes, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Thus surely, children, then we would think the disciples, they have experienced so much. Perhaps those disciples have thought that their faith was very strong when the sea was calm. Have they not sat under his teaching as prophet? Have they not seen his miracles? But then when the wind has begun to blow, then they have experienced that every good and perfect gift is from above, that faith is a gift of God. Oh, when the Lord comes with the winds of trials, when he comes with tribulations, when he comes with adversity, with sickness, then how the faith of the child of God can be shaken. And now on that little ship, oh, surely, oh, we know in Matthew 14, we read of another storm. And then Christ was not on board, but now in our history, the Lord Jesus Christ, his presence was physically experienced, and then surely it shall be a safe trip. When we consider our text words, when we consider that little ship on the Sea of Galilee with Christ and the disciples, sailing to the other side, then what a beautiful picture it is of all of our lives. Then our life can be compared to a ship upon the ocean of this world, all here below. Then many times there is many a storm, and that our little ship, that it is sailing to a destination, young and old. Where is our little ship sailing to? We have each day by renewal, each Sabbath day, then we come closer to our eternal destination. Oh, it is possible that also in the week which we have commenced, that our ship, that our journey shall come to an end, and that we shall be called to appear, to come, to appear before our Maker. Oh, let us then for a moment each consider how it is with our little ship. And then may I ask you, who is the captain of your ship? Is it still the Prince of Darkness? Is it still the world? Or has it become different? Oh, has by the work of the Holy Spirit have we learned that our little ship, that it is sailing to eternal destruction, that soon we shall be shipwrecked, and then to appear before our Maker? Oh, have we learned to cry that the Lord may take us by heart and by hand, that He may become our captain? Oh, then on our little ship in this big world, then let us ask ourselves, because boys and girls, maybe you can remember a few points, a beautiful comparison, then a ship sailing on the sea, then such a ship needs direction, then a ship needs a compass, that it may tell their little ship which way to go. What is now our compass? Is that still the ways, the fashions, and the things of the world? Or is it the Holy Word of God? Where I read in Psalm 119, verse 105, that it is a lamp unto our feet and a light upon our pathway. Oh, when we consider our little ship, then there are many warnings on by the harbors in different places. Then on this earth, then there are lighthouses. Then there are also warnings that tell the pilot, the captain of the ship, that it is a place that is very dangerous. Maybe rocks underneath where the ship shall be shipwrecked. So the Lord in His goodness and in His wisdom has given the Ten Commandments, that it may be a beacon, that it may be a warning unto us. How is it with those warnings? Or do we transgress willingly and freely? Or has it become our prayer, Lord, lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil? Oh, then surely many a ship, at least larger ships, they have a flag, they have a banner to tell us under which country they are sailing. Which is the flag of our little ship? Are we still under the banner of the Prince of Darkness? Or has by free and sovereign grace have we come under the banner of Jesus? Oh, it is true, when the Lord begins that good work, oh, with our little ship, and then there can be such mysterious ways and such riddles, then we are perhaps afraid to own it. But when the Lord begins, then it shall be seen under which banner we are sailing, because Christ has said in the Sermon on the Mount, by their fruits ye shall know them. Oh, then concerning a ship, especially in Bible times, then they were sailing ships, then they have raised their sails that the wind may blow. Oh, it is true. The child of God learns that they can raise their sail, but they need the wind of the Spirit to bring them to Emmanuel's land. Nevertheless, the Lord uses means. He worketh by word and by spirit. Then it is necessary for our little ship that there is ballast. Ah, when there is no ballast, and when the storms come, then such a little ship is in danger of perishing. And so the Lord, in His wisdom and in His goodness, not that the church can always understand it, They desire a calm sea. They desire an easy journey, that eventually they may come on the shores of Emmanuel's land. But then it pleases the Lord in His wisdom, oh, read the scriptures, that the Lord places that ballast, that He grants them trials, that they may learn more and more of whom they are and of whom the Lord is. Then such a ship, oh, do we not read of anchors in the scriptures? Oh, that the church of God, those anchors of the attributes of God, that the ship may not suffer shipwreck on the rocks. For the true child of God, with their little ship, how many fears there can be. Oh, it can even be when the sea is too calm for too long a time, that the question comes, am I now truly a child of God? And on the other hand, when the storms are too great, then many times a child of God is given to fear that their way is so singular, that their way is so strange. Oh, what a beautiful comparison. And now the ship on the Sea of Galilee. Oh, the privilege that the Lord Jesus Christ was on board, young and old, as the Spirit now ever made room for the Mediator, for the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts. Then concerning that ship, then we are sailing. Oh, there are two ways, as I read in Matthew 13, the verses, Matthew 7, the verses 13 and 14. Oh, should that not be the most important question, boys and girls? Where is our little ship sailing to? Have we now received a new heart from the Lord? A heart that loves the Lord. A heart that fears the Lord. Oh, a heart that needs the Lord. A heart that has been given to weep. A heart that has learned that by nature, that we are not sailing to Emmanuel's land, but that we are sailing to the rocks of eternal destruction. Oh, boys and girls, have you learned to cry unto the Lord that your ship may be turned around and that it may be set Zion words, and that the Lord Jesus Christ, that He may be the captain of our ship, young people? Where is our ship sailing to? Oh, have we made that good choice of a Ruth? Oh, when the Lord works, then it becomes reality that we are sailing to eternal destruction. But then on account of that love shed abroad in the heart, then we are given to cry. Ah, then we are so jealous of those ships, even when they are in the greatest storms. Because do we not read of a Moses in Hebrews 11, the verses 24 through 26, rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season? Oh, it is true. In the beginning, then a soul would be willing to give anything and do everything that their little ship, that it may be directed the right way. Then that little ship shall learn that with all their striving, that they needed Jesus, that they may be saved from their sins. Oh, when the Lord works, then we learn that our ship, that it is laden with our actual sins, that we have transgressed the commandments of the Lord, then we are given to cry for mercy. Middle-aged and older ones in my midst, your journey is already a long way. Then for many years, then you have been on the sea. You may be under the proclamation of law and gospel. And how is it now with your little ship? Are you still sailing to eternal destruction? Or has by a wonder of free and sovereign grace, has your ship been turned around? Oh, then surely the ship is coming closer to the end of the journey. If you are still unconverted, then the rocks of destruction, they are coming closer by. Young and old, how is it with our ship when we are sailing through this world in the midst of so many dangers and so many temptations? Oh, how we see it in our day that so many are being shipwrecked here in the time. But now the disciples, they had the privilege that the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was on board. And yet with Jesus on board, then a great storm has come. Our second thought, the Master sleeping. Let us first sing. A Psalter 445, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. Thy keeper slumbereth not, nor shall he cause thy foot to fail. When danger doth assail, lo, he that keepeth Israel doth neither sleep nor slumber, and not shall thy soul encumber. Psalter 445, number 2 and 3, and if necessary, also the 4th. our second thought, the Master sleeping. And then we read, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. The disciples, they have experienced the blessed day. We would say boys and girls, they were in church. And they have heard the instruction of the Lord Jesus Christ. They have sat under his prophetical ministry. And in the way of providence, they have seen that he has performed many miracles. Then we can understand how blessed and how glad they were. Then they were also given to see that their master received much honor. That is the desire of the church. But then in our history congregation, then we can see how unexpectedly and how quickly that matters can change in our hearts. As Solomon has said in Proverbs 27 verse 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day shall bring forth. And so it is for each and every one of us. When at the moment, when we may be sailing upon calm waters, when the Lord grants health, strength, happiness in the midst of the family circles, may we be given to consider all the goodness and all the mercies of the Lord, and not to forget all the other little ships where the wind is blowing, where perhaps they are filling with water, with many fears and with many cares. What shall also this year hold in for us and our children? Oh, blessed that people that may have Jesus on board, as we read in our text words, that have been born again, become partaker of the fear of the Lord, and to know him as their prophet, their priest, and their king. Then surely the disciples with Jesus on board, then they have expected a prosperous journey. But now it has pleased the Lord to send a storm, and concerning those matters, there are many mysteries. Because in this history, then the Lord Jesus Christ, then he is on the way to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, where there were two that were possessed with devils in a special way. And now concerning the works of the devil and of his angels, there is much that is mysterious and that we cannot understand. Also concerning storms and concerning sickness. Then in the time of the Gospels, then it is very clear that the devil had very much a hand in it. And now concerning providence, when we think of the book of Job, in Job 1, then the Lord has asked Satan where he has come, whence he has come, from going to and fro and up and down in the earth. And then the Lord has said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, one that fears God, eschews evil, perfect and upright, does Job serve thee for naught? Because thou hast given him everything that his heart has desired. And then the Lord has said unto Job, all that he hath is in thy hand. Only lay not thy hand upon Job. And then we read in Job 1, oh, what a destruction. Oh, it is true. All under the providence and the permission of the Lord. But then Job has lost everything. Even his 10 children were ushered into eternity. Then in Job 2, then Satan has come again. And then the Lord has said that even he may touch Job only to spare his life. And what an affliction thus concerning the works of Satan. There is much mysterious and much that we cannot understand. Ah, may it be our concern that we may be delivered from under his banner and placed under the banner of Jesus Christ. Because Satan has one purpose, and that is to keep us under his dominion, that we may spend an eternity in hell with him, and then we shall be tormented. And nevertheless, all under the providence and the permission of the Lord, and for a child of God, then I read in Romans 8, verse 28, that all things work together for good to them that love God, that are called according to his purpose. Ah, can the child understand it? Can he always believe it? Only by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit. Ah, when the Lord, when he sends those storms, when he sends those great storms, because in our text words, it was an extraordinary storm. Then different of the disciples, they were fishermen by trade. They have spent many a night on the Sea of Galilee. Undoubtedly they have experienced many storms, because they tell us that many a storm comes upon the Sea of Galilee, and that it can come so unexpectedly, and that in a short time from a calm sea, that it becomes a turbulent sea. Oh, many of these fishermen, they have experienced many a storm, but then it is evident in the scripture that this was an extraordinary storm. Oh, the wind has blown with its fierceness. The waves were given to rise up. We have sung together from Psalter 295, taken from Psalm 107, the verses 23 through 31. There we can read it, what it is to be upon the sea in such a terrible storm, to be tossed up and down, to be as drunken men, to be at their wits' end. Oh, then there is only one hope, that the Lord will care and that the Lord will keep. Ah, for these disciples, how unexpectedly that storm must have come. But now they had the privilege that Jesus was on board. But then we read in our text words that Jesus was asleep in the hinder part of the ship. And then undoubtedly, oh, then we have said, children, then in our text words, it is a clear proof that Jesus was truly human. He has assumed flesh and blood, like unto his brethren, a sin accepted. Then he has preached that day. He has healed the multitudes. And do we not read of the woman with the issue of blood, that virtue has went out of her? Thus, after a long, a laboring day, Jesus has declared in John 9 verse 4, that he must work while it is day, because the night cometh when man shall not be able to work, and therefore on account of weariness, on account of manifold labors, when they have went into that ship, and then Jesus has fallen asleep. Oh, then Jesus was given to experience, because we read in Psalm 3 verse 6, I laid me down and slept, I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. And in Psalm 4 verse 8, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. And then the Lord Jesus Christ, he was given to be an example for the disciples, where he has said in John 14 verse 1, let not your heart be troubled, ye believe in God. Then the Lord Jesus Christ was given to lay himself down to sleep, trusting his heavenly Father that he would be watched over, because Jesus has come to do a great work. Different times he has said to the multitudes, that his hour has not come. And so it was also on that journey across the Sea of Galilee. But now Jesus was asleep. And those are matters that are not so strange for the true child of God in a spiritual way. Are there souls that understand it? When the Lord sends storms, and how diverse they can be. Oh, those inward storms, maybe souls, when the Lord shall grant it, the coming Sabbath day, when the Lord's Supper hopes to be administered, then what a storms there can be. Even afraid that they shall suffer shipwreck, afraid that it has never been true. And then when those storms of doubt, temptations, inwardly, but also outwardly come upon the church, and what outward storms there can be, difficulties in the families in many different ways, difficulties in the way of bodily infirmities, difficulties of the mind, when the Lord takes loved ones away, difficulties in the earning of daily bread, and when the storms come, and instead of the winds becoming less, that they only become greater, and when the water is filling the ship, that we become so overwhelmed and afraid that our ship shall soon sink. So it was with those disciples. And then when the prayers are multiplied, when we are given to cry and to sigh, and when it seems the Lord does not answer, but the storms only become greater, and then with everything that we have experienced, those disciples, they have experienced much. We would meet with them. They could tell much of their experience. But now to come on the sea, and with the waves of trials and of afflictions, but now further instruction, with everything that a child of God has experienced, And then when the waves of wrath, when they come over their ship, and when the Lord demands a perfect payment and not a penny to pay, and then the prayers multiplied, and then when it seems only apparent, because of course the Lord cannot and He shall never forsake His church. I read in Isaiah 49 verse 16, I have engraven the awe that was for Zion, that has lamented in trials and difficulties. The Lord has forgotten, and the Lord has forsaken me. Can a mother forget her sucking child? Yea, she may forget, but I will not forget. I have engraven thee upon the palms of His hand. Ah, that church shall not, and they cannot perish. Nevertheless, when the prayers are multiplied, and when the waves do not become less, when the waves only become greater, then it is not such a strange experience for a child of God what these disciples have experienced. I even read in Psalm 22 verse 2 that the psalmist has prayed, O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. Oh, in that dark night, with the great storms that come upon the church, when the sun is hidden, when it is night, when the stars of promise, they can no longer be seen, but only the waves and the wind. Nevertheless, the disciples shall experience, we must close, the Lord willing, perhaps in other time, we may continue. But now let us close with those blessed words which we read at the end, that the disciples have exclaimed, what manner of man is this that we hope to hear in this evening hour in a preparatory service? Oh, what manner of man is this in His wonderful meditatorial work, that He has come in the storm of God's wrath, that He has cried out, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? And for Him there was no answer. He had to go into the sea of God's wrath to bear the agonies of hell. He has died that for a people upon the ocean of this life, that their little ship may not go under the waves, but that they may continue, and that the Lord shall watch over them. Congregation, may I ask you once more, maybe boys and girls, then you can tell your parents how our life is compared to a ship. Sure, you can remember some of those simple points. But then the main question is, young and old, where is our little ship sailing to? Amen. Let us close. Lord, perhaps there are those in the little ship on this life's journey where the waves are so high and where their little ship is being filled with water and that they are afraid to perish and that it seems that Thou dost not answer, that Thou dost take notice. May it please Thee to manifest Thyself as a wonder-doing God. and that not only in the outward matters, but above all concerning our never-dying soul, Lord, may we be given to examine each our hearts in this day, where our journey is to, whether still to eternal destruction, or whether our little ship has been turned around. Lord, perhaps a few souls in our midst that know it no more, wilt thou then cause light to shine in the darkness? Wilt thou speak a word? Wilt thou comfort them? Wilt thou watch over us in this day? Grant safety over the unsafe roads. Wilt thou forgive everything that was sinful in speaking and in listening? We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 166, the stanzas 5 and 6. Thy power has set the mountains firm, O God Almighty, girt with strength. At thy command the waves are still, the nations cease from war at length. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be a combined youth group meeting this coming Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. in the Nobleford Church, and Reverend H. DeLeo hopes to present a topic. And there will be a midweek service this Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Psalter 166, 5 and 6. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.